show, and here we go with another edition of We Talk Wrestling with Addy and Mo. Hey, yo, I'm Addy.
Hold on, did you start the show? I told you I'm in the bathroom taking a Russo.
Yeah, make sure to wipe your Dixie. So.
I will, but you're all out of Bischoff. Anyways, just start without me. I'll be right there.
All right, we're going to start without Mo, so this is automatically going to go down as the best show we've ever done. Mo's back, sadly. So, Mo, there used to be a promotion called Total Nonstop Action Wrestling, and it was shit.
Yeah, but luckily we will never talk about TNA again.
All right.
After today. Actually, that's not true. TNA is essentially still going to be the company name, from what I understand.
Okay.
But they're just going to be calling themselves Impact Wrestling on TV. It will no longer be TNA Impact on Spike TV. It'll just be Impact Wrestling, and they'll be talking about the TV show and branding that.
Okay.
But the company itself will, I still believe, be called TNA. That's my understanding. Either way, I was hoping we never talked about TNA again, but that was because not because they changed the name, just because they're, what was you called it? Shit?
Yeah, absolute, unequivocal, goddamn motherfucking shit.
Donkey piss, I believe it is.
No, shit.
No,
shit.
Donkey shit.
Could be donkey shit. Could be elephant shit. Could be hippopotamus shit. Just shit.
Not your dog shit?
Not my dog shit. Not my liver shit. But Russo's shit.
All right. So what do you want to say about Impact? What do you think? First off, what do
really
you think?
Good. It was really good.
Idiots, okay, wait. No, what do you... These idiots changed their name, the TV show's name. So now that these tools have changed that name, I want to know what you think of the dumbass's name that they chose, and also what do you think of these morons, how the storyline to change the name, even though that hasn't played out on TV 100% yet.
Well,
it's playing out about the night that this is going up, I guess.
So we go back, and so essentially what it is, the big reveal, and we don't know the rating at this point, because, you know, as we record this, it just happens, so we don't know what the rating is, but Foley is the network.
Yeah.
So, for all of you Don Callis fans out there, Foley is the network, or at least a network representative. Maybe he's not, you know, the network.
Didn't SmackDown have a network guy, too, for like a couple weeks?
Palmer Cannon.
That's it.
Yes, yeah. And JBL threatened to anally rape him in Europe, and he quit.
Pansy.
I know, pal.
Anyways.
Yes, Palmer Cannon. And actually, trivial note, Palmer Cannon was going to become the subject of much ridicule and the heel foil for The Miz.
Really?
When The Miz did his first little vignettes, he was looking for Palmer Cannon.
Oh.
And he was going to be the guy that annoyed Palmer Cannon to no end, because Christian Cage, not Christian that we all know and love, but a fellow Christian Cage, and...
Actually, that was just Chris Cage, not Christian
Chris
Cage.
Chris Cage, yeah.
Chris Cage
and The Miz were a tag team, and Chris Cage, they were both supposed to come up and both be the annoying guys, but he got hurt.
OVW, Chris Cage.
Right, and he got hurt, and so The Miz just, they actually shot some videos and aired them on SmackDown. Anyway, but we're talking about shit. I mean, Impact Wrestling. And so Mick Foley is the network as it stands right now. Again, they may broaden that out later, but right now Mick Foley is the face of the network. Mm-hmm. And he said that because, and something that we've always thought and something that we've always associated with Total Nonstop Action Wrestling is that, you know, because Impact is so well known for wrestling, that they're going to be called Impact Wrestling.
Absolutely.
And they're going to put the emphasis on wrestling.
This is not going to be a positive show, folks. In case you haven't figured it out, we're going to go at it this time. And we are going to, even more maybe, that there was a pay-per-view they did, which one was it, where we just ripped them?
Oh, fuck, does it matter? It was over. Jeff Hardy was stoned.
This might be even a bigger burial.
Oh, fuck, absolutely this
like,
would be a bigger
I've
burial.
I've had it with these guys, and we haven't even gotten to some of the major atrocities yet. But, okay, so yeah, he comes out and he reveals it. And the point is, that's because TNA, Hulk Hogan and Eric Bischoff won in court because Dixie had signed over power and won in court, even though they had tricked her for it, that they actually got power. So what they did was, they don't have power, though, over Impact Wrestling. So they have all the same roster, they have all the same everything, same time slot, but it's no longer, it's a different show. So this one they don't control. So that's a brilliant storyline, but absolutely
bulletproof. Foolproof.
Yeah. It must have been written by a wrestling genius.
I can be honest with you.
Good Lord.
Oh, my God.
But what do you think of the actual name Impact Wrestling?
Well, you know, the name I don't necessarily mind. I mean, I'd said if they were going to do a name change, then I had said Impact Championship Wrestling. I thought was a good name for them. Again, but I've also been on the side where you know, call themselves Impact Wrestling, call themselves TNA, call themselves the Smurf Village of Wrestling, and they won't matter because it's all about it's all about what they put on television, and it's all about what they build to the pay per view, and it all sucks. So I mean, they got a 1.15 as TNA, and we don't know yet, but I'm guessing they'll probably get a fucking 1.15 as Impact Wrestling, or at the very least, they might actually get a 1.2, just because they actually advertise some things, and they have a history of getting a little bit of a rating bump when they advertise some stuff.
If there's somebody who's the most casual wrestling fan who enjoys wrestling but doesn't ever go on the internet or anything else to read about it, for the first time when they go by past Spike TV ever and they see Impact Wrestling, they'll know that's a wrestling show.
Well, that is true. And they have the internet on computers now.
They do?
But, yeah.
No,
but
shit.
I'm telling you, so Impact Wrestling. So what do you think about the way that played out?
Yeah, like I said, I think that's a terrible storyline. It's an okay name. All right, fine. Like I said, you're branding the name, Impact Wrestling. You know, you're not branding. You're still TNA, technically, behind the scenes. That's still the company name, is my understanding. So
yeah, they're supposed to apparently still keep the TNA name really going to brand Impact Wrestling.
That's what Jeff Jarrett and Dixie Carter have said, is that they're actually going to be keeping that TNA name, but the TV show will be called Impact Wrestling. Hulk Hogan and Eric Bischoff, though, have said, no, TNA is done. So even within the companies, it's like the people aren't communicating to each other.
Are you getting out of here? Really?
Yeah, it's like nobody knows what's going on.
Well, no.
It's hard to believe.
It is. When you say it's like no one knows what's going on, it's hard to believe that Eric Bischoff and Hulk Hogan don't know what's going on. These guys that are really, they have their ear and their face to the pulse of what the people want.
And have for
such a long time. So it's really, I mean, if they're not in the know, then good God, what fucking hope does anybody have?
Okay, let's go through a little bit of the show. Do you want to do that?
Really?
Well, we have a lot more to bury about these guys. By the way, we're drinking a shitload of beer here. I have beer in front. Not only that, but just in front here, it's May. And just in front of Addie's place here, there's a liquor store where I found some vodka mud shakes that are from eggnog from Christmas. I'm not sure they're from this Christmas. I'm not even sure they're from the previous year Christmas. I'm hoping they're like 5 years old. They fermented as shit. I'm drinking these as punishment for the fact that I have to talk about TNA. Mm-hmm. I deserve to be punished because in talking about them, I'm slightly promoting them, I suppose, though I'm burying the shit out of them.
Right.
And just, you know, if I can't scratch out my eyes, I'm going to drink this. By the way, vodka eggnog. Tastes terrible.
I might also point out that the liquor store that we went to, a family liquor store, where you're able to bring your 4-year-old child.
Yeah, somebody's bringing their 4-year-old in. Start them young.
Yeah, no, that's how you're
Well, you know what?
Going.
Maybe that person watches TNA.
Maybe they do. Maybe the kid watches TNA.
Yeah, okay. Well, no, because...
go ahead and start the show.
Because they don't know any of their stars. She's only 4 years old, and all their stars came from the 90s.
That's true.
She needs to be technically at least 14 years old to understand.
Because it takes 10 years. It
takes 10 years to make
build
a fucking
star. Yeah.
All right. Okay, where are we going to start here?
The beginning.
Okay, let's go right at the beginning. Bobby Roode.
Great
I want
promo.
To talk about that. Okay, talk about Bobby Roode then. The promo's great, but there's a problem here with why they did this. But why don't you talk about Bobby Roode? Bobby Roode's a very talented guy.
The Bobby Roode promo is from
The opening of Impact.
Well, last Impact, I guess, right? So yeah, it's because we've had
Not the one we just saw,
the one the week before, right?
Yeah.
So it's the Bobby Roode. I mean, he just basically said, well, the problem I had with it, of course, is this is the one where they're bringing up Jay Lethal.
Yes.
And how Jay Lethal busted his ass for the company, just like Bobby Roode had busted his ass for his company, and just like all these other guys in TNA had busted their ass for the company, and Hogan and Bischoff swoop in, get a big paycheck, and do absolutely nothing to help the guys or help the company.
So this promo was a shoot.
Yeah. I believe this promo is Vince Russo's sick joke, essentially, is what it is.
What do you mean?
Well, we're not there in Nashville, but I mean, Bischoff and Hogan, I mean, now Hulk Hogan, okay, brother, cannot sit there and talk to Vince Russo and deal with Vince Russo, I don't want to say every day, but let's say 4 out of 7 days a week and not be 90% of the time thinking in his head how he's going to fuck him over for what he did at Bash at the Beach. And it's just, there's no way, right?
Yeah.
So
Hulk Hogan has not been known, though, to hold a grudge about somebody doing things so and want to get his win back.
I don't believe so, no.
No.
He never got his win back on Yokozuna.
That's right.
So there you go.
There you go.
He's a great human being.
Absolutely.
A fine, upstanding citizen. And a credit to the professional wrestling. Oh, I'm sorry, a debit to the professional wrestling business.
Absolutely.
He's taken.
But Bobby Roode comes out. He's no longer Robert Roode. He has dropped the. He's still part of Beer Money.
No, somewhat. Okay, keep going with this.
Yeah, well, he's still part of Beer
Bobby
Money
Roode,
at the moment,
yep.
But he's dropped the Wall Street rich boy gimmick and is now a blue collar Bobby Roode.
Working class.
He does this to feed his family gimmick, and I don't mind if you do that, but you don't just do it all of a sudden at the beginning of a show in one promo without it making sense.
But the tag team he's in, though, is Beer Working Class, right?
No.
Oh.
No, it's not.
What's it called again?
Beer Money.
Money. Oh. Beer Money.
And it doesn't look like James Storm has any money.
Fuck.
Well, he wrestles for TNA, so if you ask them if they make money, they'll say they don't because they're constantly saying that on camera. They're constantly talking about how they're working guys and how they don't have any money and how TNA doesn't pay them. And they're talking about this like a positive.
Well,
they're not building themselves up to be a star, to be a national wrestling promotion. They like to build them up like they're indies in some ways. It's incredible just
indie.
Their psychology.
Indie. Dr. Jones.
No. No, not.
The thing is with TNA, they don't make dollars. And they sure as hell don't make sense.
As for fucking sure.
So,
but
continue
they,
with
they,
the
they lose
Bobby
dollars.
Roode.
They lose lots of dollars.
They do.
Yeah. So anyway. So Bobby Roode. So now you've done this out of nowhere.
So now we
got
Bobby
no
Roode.
But that's fine.
Great promo though.
It's
I mean, the delivery was on its own.
And the
was
reason
great.
They've done it is they Matt Hardy has brought in Chris Harris, Braden Walker. If you all remember him. Now the reason they've done
well, who
that
who doesn't
is,
remember Braden Walker?
Who the fuck wouldn't? But now. If you'll remember, here's the thing. They've done this so that he can reform America's Most Wanted eventually with James Storm, and Bobby Roode can go and be a single star. I don't have a problem with that. I think James Storm can also be a single star, but I don't have a problem with him and America's Most Wanted being back together. I do have a problem with just the execution again.
Wasn't excellently executed?
No, it sucked.
Oh. But
it was shittily executed.
The thing is, the important thing, the part you're missing the boat on, is that this is the greatest realignment in professional wrestling history because two men have such chemistry together that when you break them apart and the absence makes the heart grow fonder, right? So when you have these two guys and you want to see them team and you never really got to see them team on a large scale, right, on a big stage, on WWE, they never got to team. But Braden Walker and Matt Hardy, from that ECW backstage promo, the seeds were planted for this.
Well, and you know what? If seeds are planted once in TNA from WWE,
hey,
they'll bring it up in a storyline 12 years later, 15 years later, 3 years later. It doesn't matter.
Hey,
we'll
man,
do that.
You're Braden Walker.
Yeah.
Greatest. I'm happy for those two kids. I really am.
Me too.
You
me
know?
Too. Braden Walker is going to learn to eat grapes, folks.
Great. Well, that'll help him lose some weight. Actually, not a bad look, and not the Braden Walker singlet gut that we all remember. But time will tell if what kind of shape.
I'll say this: AMW was a fantastic tag team. I mean, they were they were terrific. Beer Money's terrific too. I think James Storm is terrific. And you know what? Chris Harris and James Storm, when they split them up, it was because at that time they thought Chris Harris was going to be the single star, and that's why they split up.
Actually, no. AMW. At that time, Chris Harris kind of went wacko.
Well, he went wacko shortly after, but that was why they split them up, was they were going to push Chris Harris. And that's why he was going over in the feud, and he was the babyface. But they had this horrible match, blindfolded match. They followed that up with
in a cage, though.
Yeah, it was terrible.
Match of the year, wasn't it?
No, but they did follow up with perhaps the match of the year.
On Impact. That was an awesome match.
They had an incredible match on Impact, and then an incredible match the following pay-per-view.
But the match on Impact was the best.
But unfortunately, the shit that was that other match, and the blindfolded match, and the Russo-ism of it overpowered everything
else. What are you trying to say?
I don't know. Russo.
You mean
I'm
going
to have another fucking beer.
Do it. The thing is with when you talk about the long term idea,
and now some eggnog.
Is AMW against as a team and then Bobby Roode out as a single star.
Oh, that's horrible.
When you talk about those in the long term plans, those are to me probably just going to be the pay per view.
Probably.
You know.
Could be. We'll
and
see.
I don't have a problem with the return of AMW as long as Chris Harris, is got his share, his shit together, essentially. Because you know Vince Russo was here. I remember Wildcat Chris Harris going up against Jeff Jarrett on the, I think it was the weekly pay-per-view way back when, and Russo booking then and being a big fan
of
Chris Harris.
This is what got him a job. He came out there, had this terrific match against – and he and Storm weren't even a team yet.
Yeah, they were. Him and Storm were a team from the get-go.
Were they?
From, episode two.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they hated each other as a team, by the way.
That's right. That's right. I remember now. Yes. Yeah, but no, this is kind of –
they weren't America's Most Wanted. They were just
– They were
Chris Harris and Cowboy James Storm.
But this is what Chris Harris – this essentially got him a job, his match there. So A&W, back in the day, back in the early days of TNA – was headlining the pay-per-views
really
often.
Did I just say that or what?
Did you?
Jackass.
No, you're talking about Jeff
Jarrett. I just said fucking
Jeff Jarrett.
Jeff Jarrett against Chris Harris in the weekly pay-per-views. Who are you talking about now?
No, I'm talking about AMW as a team with defending the World Heavyweight Championships on their pay-per-views.
The World Tag Champions.
Okay, yeah, the World Tag Team Championship.
But the World Heavyweight Championship.
No, I know. Fucking just let me speak for a second.
I would try, please.
Okay, they were actually defending the title against other
title?
Teams. The tag team title.
Okay.
Fucking, you know what? For a guy who weighs 103 pounds, you are one brave motherfucker.
I'm awesome. Continue, my child.
But they were. So, I mean, AMW actually was at one point the hottest act in the company, arguably, and they were defending the tag team titles and were as over as the World Heavyweight Championship.
That was, a lot of times.
And they were defending it. They were defending the titles on the pay-per-view. Yep. So that would be nice to see it get back to that point because that title's being buried, but not as badly as the X Division title. And I can't believe they even bothered still having the TNA title.
Well,
the television
as we've
kind of. TNA title. What are they going to call the TNA title?
It's the World Championship, I guess, is what they were going to say. But I guess the thing is, and they'll just call it the X Division Championship. And I guess from what we're hearing, the X Division emphasis that was going to be happening that we heard about, a month or 2 months ago, that emphasis has been dropped.
You think?
Well, that's officially
been
dropped.
Let's talk about Bischoff and his segment with the X Division this last, on the previous show.
Fucking Jay Lethal.
No, not Jay Lethal. Well, it is Jay Lethal.
Jay Lethal is. See, and that was the thing 2 weeks ago.
Jay
Lethal
is the most important character in the storyline.
Yes, he
is. He's not fucking there.
And he's been fired, for fuck's sakes. And what did he say?
He's back in ROH, thank God. I'm looking forward to watching him there. ROH pay-per-view, he's going to be making his debut.
Yeah, what is it in June, I guess?
Yeah,
June 19th.
Everyone who's thinking about buying TNA, buy that instead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
we usually almost always buy the ROH. We don't talk about ROH in this program, but we do buy ROH. We do watch some Dragon Gate. We do watch those indies and follow that. It's just, time constraints. But
I don't actually watch Dragon Gate.
No?
No, not really.
I watch a little.
Yeah, you do. You watch more than I do of that shit.
Yeah.
Well, that's not shit. But
well, yeah, I know
you watch more than I do of that stuff.
No,
but,
yeah, well, you're watching Vintage.
Yes, I'm watching the greatest show on television.
We both watch ROH, and we both really enjoy that.
Yeah, ROH, yeah, it's great.
We never even brought up Eddie Edwards as world champ, but anyways, another day.
X Division. The emphasis dead. Eric Bischoff. What did he tell the X Division wrestlers to gain like 20 pounds
and said,
grow like a foot?
He said, "You guys want to be." They came to him and they said, "Are we going to be fired too? What's going on? You fired Jay Lethal. Are we in danger too? We want our shot." And he said, "If you guys want your shot, then why don't you gain 40 pounds and a foot?"
Yes.
And fucking idiot.
Well. So
so counterproductive.
Well,
this is terrible. You know Manny Pacquiao just drew $1 million the previous weekend here.
Yeah, good American.
Against Mosley. You know what? He is not fucking as big as Kendrick, I don't think. Like,
no.
It's crazy.
Well, essentially Bischoff told them all to go do steroids.
Yeah, yeah, and get lifts.
Yeah, so get lefts, go do steroids, except for Max Buck, apparently, who is going to, somebody thinks that he can be the leader of the X Division.
Yeah, good luck.
But, yeah, essentially go do steroids, do a lot of drugs, and we will hire you and feature you on television.
It just proves, again, that they're just so out of date, so out of touch, so misunderstanding the product and misunderstanding the talent they have, not knowing how to utilize that talent and make it draw money and not knowing how to utilize. It's like, the X Division was once what people watched TNA for, you fuckers.
Well, it all goes back to the again, and it's a fucking broken record, and it's something that the people of TNA and quite frankly Eric Bischoff himself should come to realize. That I don't know if they can't see the forest from the trees or what, or they just, for in Eric Bischoff's case, if he's just taking the money, he doesn't give a fuck. But he's said it. He's gone out and spelled this out a million ways from Sunday, that when he was starting Nitro, what he did is he looked at what WWE did, and he wrote down what they didn't fucking do. And that's what made them successful. That's what gave them the competitive edge to kind of get gain some momentum, so that when Hogan turned heel and joined the NWO and did that whole shit, that was like just throwing them way over the edge, right? That they did enough alternative to WWF stuff that made them kind of neck and neck. Okay, you like WWF, you like WWF. If you don't like WWF, maybe you like
Nitro
people
debuted,
did.
Its ratings were almost on par with
what's
with,
I'm saying.
Raw from the
and
beginning.
So then when all they needed to do was have that, so they were on par, and all they needed was that one angle that people cared about.
Well,
to
Savage
throw them,
and Flair was already doing big house show business.
It was
before
they
did this.
But all they needed was Hogan and the NWO to throw them over the edge for that 83 straight weeks to make them get ahead and, for lack of a better word, not look back. I mean, they had to look back eventually and go out of business. But what happened there was if they didn't have Bischoff's counter to WWF, then they would have been in a position where Impact was, where they're doing their poor man's WWF, they're doing a third. And if they have a rating or if they have an angle that really captures the imagination, maybe it will bring them to a third of their WWF's audience, or maybe it might even bring them par, or just under par with WWF's audience, if something were to take off. But you need to be at their level before you can be thrown over the edge and really take off. Well, and what they did, what he fucking did, was he looked and he said, what aren't they doing, and let's do it. And one of those things was the cruiserweights, which is what the X Division is, and some of the things they looked at was like the tag
and
teams.
And a theory when they started TNA, also that the X Division was, the WWE doesn't do this right, this is something
that's right,
do.
That's exactly. And WWE is doing so little right now, that you can take tag teams, you can take the X Division, you can focus on that shit, and it will give you a competitive product that people who don't want to watch them will watch you. But they don't see that, know that.
Instead of a shitty copycat. With a smaller, with a worse production look,
yeah,
and worse quality. I wouldn't say worse quality performance, but a worse quality product. Because your performers in the ring are at least as good. What you have, I don't think, is as good as it was a couple of years ago. But you still have some fantastic performers in the ring. But it doesn't matter because you do less actual wrestling than the WWE. And think about that.
If only they had Jay Lethal.
If only they had Jay Lethal. And the other thing is, you had mentioned this about the WWE a couple weeks back on a show. You said something about how they don't
care.
Not care, but that too. What about you as a fan? But no, you said how they don't use the gifts that they're given. Well, TNA, could you and Eric Bischoff, could this be any more prevalent that you are not using the gifts you're given? The TNA, the X Division, basically, if you want to not make it that focus in the show, I'm okay with that. But to say, hey, everybody, these guys are short and they're small, don't fucking care if we ever even put them on TV. And when they do put them on, you probably want to change the channel because they're short and small. How is that in any way good for you? And, of course, the X Division, they came back and answered him by pulling a rib on him and Hogan. Uh-huh. That was brilliant. Uh-huh. We'll talk about that shit.
No.
No?
I refuse. It was stupid.
It was stupid. It was pathetic. What they did was they came out there, and Hogan and Bischoff are wondering who's the fucking representative for fucking...
the network.
The network. Is it Ric Flair? Is it, you know, fucking whoever?
Well, they said she a couple weeks ago, right?
Yeah, but they forgot that because they were stupid.
Well, no, they didn't because they said she, and then, like, later on that show, they're like, I bet you it's Ric Flair. Like, yeah. they dropped, they forgot that it was, they, anybody even said,
well,
she,
order and
like,
shit, so.
Like, yeah. Yeah, like, minutes afterwards, they forgot that anybody said
but
she.
Anyway,
and,
so they're wondering who it is, so they come out there, and on their car is sprayed, who's
oh,
next?
yes, that's right,
and,
you're
and
next,
they're, and they're like, it's Goldberg. Goldberg's the representative. And then as they're driving away in their shitty little, by the way, I think it was like a hatchback.
It was like a compact car.
It was like a $12,000 car. So even Hulk Hogan looks like he doesn't make money.
Well, he doesn't.
Fucking, well.
It was rent to own.
Rent to own. So and then the X Division guys are laughing over them because they got them thinking it's Goldberg. Here's the problem with it. I know you think that everybody on the fucking earth would watch it and see who's next and go, oh, Goldberg. And I know that people listening to this maybe do because they're obviously a hardcore wrestling fan if you tracked us down. And we appreciate the shit out of that, by the way.
Fuck yeah.
But the problem is that not everybody knows who the fuck Goldberg is. You can't fucking assume it.
No.
You just can't. You can't continue to do this shit. It's not 1999.
He's my accountant, right?
Yeah, probably. He's good with numbers.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Well, that's how he got that big streak, 183.
That's right. That's right.
Good
I
with numbers.
Streaking one time.
Yeah. Anyway. Yeah. You were. You were naked at the football game.
So let's get to the main event.
Oh, fuck. You know what? No. It's the main event, then we can't do that yet because I got some of the shit I got to talk about.
Oh.
You don't go to the main event and then come back. But,
well, your mom does.
Well, yeah, she does. But Tommy Dreamer is now a reluctant heel. What do you think of that?
Aren't they doing some goddamn stupid fucking I'm broke shit?
Yes, he's so broke and he's about to lose his, he's trying to feed his family. And he's if he doesn't do what, you know, Bully Ray and Immortal Fortune or what all that shit is, I don't know. I don't know who's who. But
so
if he doesn't do what they're
saying, I'm so broke that I have to do what
fired.
People said, yeah.
Yeah.
So it's a good thing you left a decent-paying fucking job at the WWE to go fucking start this EV2 bullshit on TNA. Because now, so basically the storyline is that since
it's JBL and Shawn Michaels without the logic.
No.
They explained JBL and Shawn Michaels. They explained that he made bad investments at least.
Since Tommy Dreamer left WWE for TNA, he makes so little money in TNA that he's broke.
Yeah. Well, we talked about that. Yeah. Anyways, whatever. Okay, there's that.
Stupid.
Yeah, okay.
And the fact that Tommy Dreamer is even a heel is retarded anyway.
I know, it's just crazy. All right, let's talk about this. Ric Flair has a torn rotator
rotator cuff. Yeah, he won't get surgery.
He needs to take surgery and get 6 months off. The guy's like 62 or 63. Instead, he won't do it. He's still working out and looking to come back to the ring at 62 or 63 with this injury.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
No, I know.
Somebody help this man. Wow. What do you think?
I agree with you. He needs the money. That's the sad part, is it? It's not that
he
won't.
He legit does.
He does. He can't afford
70,000 divorces.
The problem to me with this whole thing is that Ric Flair won't get the surgery because he doesn't want to do the rehab that it's going to take 6 months off. You can't tell me that doing the rehab means he can't be on television.
Exactly.
He doesn't have to wrestle.
What? You mean a wrestler who's on television during an injury that's not wrestling but getting over?
You mean a 61-year-old?
Yeah, exactly. Who's not shouldn't wrestle at all anymore?
Should fucking be a manager anyway. Like,
but I mean, like we saw Austin not being able to wrestle, but on TV. Every
week exactly.
Over.
Right.
We saw Sting not able to wrestle with an injury.
Sting got more over.
Exactly. It's possible, but you know what? You should.
I don't know
that
Flair will get more over, but because I mean it's Flair,
but.
He should be a fucking manager at this point anyway. He should be Harley, and he should find a Vader, is what he needs to be done. Yeah. But, yeah, that's just the one thing that's awesome with Ric Flair is that he shot a reality show.
With Roddy Piper.
With Rowdy Roddy Piper. And there's a pilot, apparently, out there, which I must get my hands on.
Yeah.
Hi, my name is Roddy Piper, and I'm from Pluto, and this is Ric Flair, and he's from Mars.
Yeah, why is it you're Roddy Piper when you're drunk? It's good when you're not drunk, but when you're drunk, why is it sounds sort of like your Beavis?
I thought they were the same person.
Yeah, they kind of are.
Yeah, they actually kind of are.
Okay, and one other issue here before the main event.
That makes Flair butthead, by the way.
Come to Flair. Jeff Hardy. They did a video in the UK where they showed how Hogan took his Divas belt there, that purple thing.
Yeah.
And they threw it away, and it's kind of like they disrespected Hardy. And it's a video that seems to be. Now, we don't know if it actually has any plans for anything.
It doesn't. We do know that. No. All that was is that
they're filling time, but it looks to be presenting
time.
Hardy as a face for his comeback.
Yeah,
I just want to get a quick comment from you on that.
That's TNA being fucking stupid in that they don't have any control over their content. And essentially, there's the saying, a thousand monkeys on a thousand typewriters. Yeah, it's TNA. No, they don't know what the fuck they're doing. They just threw that fucking video package out there because there's less commercials in the UK than there are in the United States and in Canada. So
there's a video package and the people
it doesn't
on,
matter.
On some places.
It doesn't,
through
yeah, they have no plans to follow
that,
up on
that. They don't plan to follow up on. Yeah. That's fantastic.
Of course.
All right. Main event time. Go for it.
Okay, well, what we talked about was prior to this, we talked about the X Division, right? And Eric Bischoff basically said, grow, get some lifts and grow, get 40 pounds. So get some lifts and do some steroids. So, and essentially when you do the steroids and you get some muscle tours and then you do a bunch of drugs. So basically he's encouraging them to do a lot of drugs. Which leads me to the match, the main event, essentially, of the next pay-per-view, which is going to be Karen Angle or Karen Jarrett and Jeff Jarrett against Kurt Angle and the return of China.
Fucking right.
Joni fucking Lauer. Now,
Oh, my God.
You
texted me that.
Yes.
And I texted you back saying,
fuck
that's
off.
It? No, yeah, I said, that's it. I will not watch their product. I will never pay for it. I will never watch it. I will never buy a DVD. I will never buy a T-shirt. I will never do anything
you
with
you. You won't follow them on Twitter.
I won't follow them on Twitter. I won't spike my hair. Wait, no, that I do.
Yeah.
But,
kind of.
Well, not today, because, fuck, well, I'm going to come into the studio and look all good for you.
Yeah.
Fuck
well,
yourself. Well, anyways.
I smell good.
Old Spice is still hot. But, that, yeah, so you got this TNA has brought back China.
Yeah.
We're going to bury these fuckers on a show. We're going to do a show burying them. And then let's never talk about these fuckers again. They don't deserve the time it takes to bury them. Because
about Jeff Hardy fucking come back as a fucking babyface. And they regardless of that they did this, they followed up. Somebody put the fucking time and fucking effort again to put together a fucking video package that fucking portrays Jeff fucking Hardy, the drug addict motherfucker, as a fucking face. The guy that showed up as your fucking pay-per-view fucking stoned out of his fucking tree so that Sting could fucking pin him in 30 fucking seconds. And then you have fucking Kurt Angle, Mr. I'm TNA rehab man, because WWE's thing all just made me a drug addict and they were doing a death watch, so I went to TNA and I love the fucking schedule. Oh, by the way, I was just sleeping in this fucking snowbank in my fucking car. Kurt, it wasn't snowing. What? Can you blow here, please? What? Please? Oh. And then you get the fucking, oh, my Twitter was hacked. Fucking stoned, fucking drunk, fucking whatever the fuck he's on, fucking motherfucker.
Hold on.
And
tell
now
me about the Twitter act. What was that?
Oh, that's him fucking, we already talked about this at this point. He's fucking talking about, he's burying Randy Orton and shit, and then the next day he's talking about how his Twitter was hacked.
Yeah, I love that. He's talking about how Randy Orton's using the fucking angle slam, and Jack Swagger's using the, I'm not going to say the F word as much as you did, because that would be impossible. People would like to be able to understand what you say, Addy. At some point, it just gets in the way.
Oh, fuck off.
But anyways... and Swagger using the ankle lock. Here's the problem, of course, is that Michael P.S. Hayes used to use the DDT at the same time as Jake Roberts, and that annoying guy, Disco Inferno.
Spit out a fucking point.
Disco Inferno used the Stone Cold Steve Austin's
the chart buster.
The chart buster. I mean, Greg Valentine and Ric Flair were using the figure four at the same time. It's always happened.
Yeah, so this is Kurt Angle new, Kurt. Kurt fucking, he got drunk and he got on fucking Twitter.
People are in the different companies. This has been going on since the beginning of wrestling. But, of course, you're going to make an idiot, because you're an idiot.
Yes.
You know that, Kurt? Let's talk about, Kurt said he wants to go back into the Olympics, for Christ's sake.
We're not talking about that at this point. We're talking about Jeff fucking Hardy's fucking stone of the fucking pay-per-view. They're talking about Kurt Angle fucking driving into snowbanks that don't fucking exist, because it ain't even fucking snowing. Okay? And now what you've fucking done is you've hired fucking celebrity rehab, fucking drug addict, fucking just... Real world or whatever the fuck, celebrity,
surreal life,
fucking stoner, fucking bitch, fucking Joni fucking Lauer.
I didn't know I was doing the show with Mikey Whipwreck today.
You fucking are, because this is so fucking retarded.
It's retarded on so many levels, though. I mean, let's get into it here. Like, first off, you got the fact that you got a woman who can't work. And the reason you did this is because you decided to
a woman that can't work?
Well, China can't work.
You have a person that can't work.
Okay, yeah, my mistake. Because you brought in a woman who couldn't work, who's this giant Amazon chick from NXT.
Oh, that ISIS or whatever.
Yeah, she can't work, and they decided they needed somebody else, so they bring in China. China is...
she can't work, let's bring in China.
Yeah, exactly.
I would have loved to have been in that room.
and they're going, well, we can play off of the feud that Jeff Jarrett had where he got kicked out of, or the one where he had right at the end of the company.
Yeah, the good housekeeping match.
The good housekeeping match. We can play off of that feud that happened 12 years ago in the WWE. I repeat, it happened 12 years ago in the WWE.
Oh, it could have happened 12 days ago in the fucking WWE. It's fucking China.
Yeah.
Okay, it's a fucking another message that all the fucking drug addict motherfuckers just go to fucking TNA, get a fucking paycheck, doesn't matter if you want to do all the fucking drugs in the world you want, don't worry fucking about it, just go to fucking TNA, and they'll fucking take care of you, and it'll be fine. Dixie, you fucking cunt, fuck you.
Ooh, the C word.
Well, she deserves it, all right?
She does.
She fucking deserves it. She wants to sit around and be everybody's pal, everybody's friend. Fuck you. You're going to kill more fucking wrestlers. Anyway, why don't you just hire Scott Hall? Please, just hire Scott Hall. No, that's just... Really?
Scott
Hall's the next world heavyweight champion right there.
Pretty much. Like China. Another thing about China is... You're taking a storyline that's 12 years old, and...
she didn't remember what she did 12 hours ago.
Well, yeah, but the thing is, who does remember, like... I hate to tell them this, they're assuming, again, every fucking person watching their show knows who this is. And she doesn't. She's not... It's not like she's somebody who was... Like, yeah. I mean, she was a big star in the era because of who she was aligned with. But it's not like she's somebody who has even been relevant since she left. She's not The Rock, where she's been relevant since leaving wrestling. She's somebody who, frankly, people don't know.
Quite frankly.
And she is not going to do anything. And the fact that you have to have a gimmick where you need to bring in some outside woman to beat up Karen Angle, instead of just using somebody from your existing roster.
Mm-hmm.
And not only this, let's talk about
this. No, but Sky, you're not good enough.
Well, she's not. But let's talk about Tara would have been fine. Mickie James would have been fine. So, you know, let's talk about this. You have a feud here who, if you'll recall, this feud was at one point in time.
Nope.
Probably, no, this Jarrett and Angle feud was at one point in time arguably the best thing on their TV. What they had here, and this is a big problem I have with TNA. This is something I'm going to bury the shit out of them for.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, let's start doing that.
It started, yeah, let's start burying them. But here's something that TNA has a history of doing that really pisses me off. That is funny, isn't it? But what they've done is they took the storyline and they kind of started it off with, at the very beginning of the storyline when people were watching it, it already felt like it was in the middle of the storyline because they were assuming everybody knew that Jeff Jarrett and Karen Angle had hooked up behind the scenes and that was – they didn't explain it. So that it was in the middle. Then they'd have realized that, and then there was a lot of talk online how they're going, how they haven't explained this. They went back and explained it. And then they had a couple matches, including a cage match and another gimmick match. And the feud was essentially over. Angle wins clean and I guess he lost in the cage match, but he won another thing.
Yeah.
You know, and the feud is over. And then you have another match. And then another match. And this is something TNA never knows how to do. Storylines happen in three acts. First act, you establish the characters and the setting. Second act is where you have all the conflict, and you have something that propels action forward in the middle of it to keep the storyline going. Then you have a payoff in the third act. TNA is constantly doing these long, long storylines, like they did with Joe and fucking Pope, and they like they did with Jay Lethal and fucking...
Who?
Jay Lethal and Sanjay Dutt, another great talent, is gone. And that's a big issue here, that you cannot sit there and constantly have these storylines go forever and have people face each other on a pay-per-view 8, 10, 12 months. We talk about seeing WWE guys facing each other over and over again, but it's not as bad. I mean, you guys, their storylines never end. They never know how to set it up, build to something, and then finish it. It just keeps going and going, kind of like my rant here.
Yes.
Yes.
You done?
Talk. I'm done.
Well, the thing with that is, and I think I was...
This storyline should have ended already. Well, forget about having this. And this isn't the blow-off either. You know that.
Well, of course not.
In fact,
not.
I bet you China turns on them.
The best part is that... The other thing is that China... It has no contract.
Yeah,
so,
they gave her because that worked really well last time you did that.
So who the fuck even knows what the hell's going on with that fucking, you know, whether we'll see this shit through anyway or what the hell's going to happen, you know, with this. But, I mean, the fact they had to bring her in. And for what? You know, so Vince Russo can go, people are going to know who China is because she was a star.
How much is she getting paid compared to Jay Lethal?
Who knows? Exactly.
Well, how much is she getting paid? Forget about Jay Lethal. The consistent moving or ratings movers on the show are the women. Are people like Angelina Love?
Well, not anymore.
Well, okay, but they were for a long time. But how much more is she getting paid than those people who actually have move ratings for them?
Not sure.
I mean, those people.
I'm not sure, Mr. Keller.
Yeah. Well, you know what? That's true, though. I mean, this woman is not working for free. Frankly, she should be paying them.
Frankly.
Quite frankly.
Quite frankly. Nah, she should be. I mean, as I said, my whole thing there with this fucking China. You know, the best part, though, to me in this whole phenomenon of last week in professional wrestling, we wanted to wait until China actually made her debut before we started to – before
bury
we buried
them.
It. We were going to – quite frankly, we were going to bury it. We figured we'd watch it and then go, yeah, you fucking retards. But
it's not even a horrible segment. It's just a horrible concept.
But the funny part was is that they taped this show on the same night that Christian lost the title to Orton on the SmackDown taping. So the whole thing went from like, China, what the fuck? Are you people stupid? Why the fuck would you bring back China? And then like an hour later, it's like Orton beat Christian and everybody's like, fuck, is WWE stupid? And again, immediately, nobody gave a shit about TNA, like, you know, for like the rest of the last 2 weeks,
well,
right?
Because TNA is a blip on the radar.
Well, it totally is.
Whereas the WWE is actually a real...
It matters.
A real promotion.
It matters, right?
So, just quickly, what do you think? Kurt Angle saying he wants to goddamn go for the Olympics again. Like, how... Are you kidding me? You're old. You're beat up. You had your time. You accomplished great things. It's okay.
Yes.
It's okay. And he's serious about it. I believe he's serious about it. Again, this guy's going to die somewhere in action doing something stupid.
Oh, yeah. But he signed a Kurt Angle?
Yeah.
Yeah, he signed a 3.5-year guaranteed contract with TNA. He tweets that he will be compensated higher than WWE.
Bullshit.
I'm proud to be in TNA. Thank you, Dixie. Like, fuck off.
And why 3.5 years? This seems like an odd.
Well, yeah, because he's probably full of shit.
Yeah.
This is Kurt Angle. I mean, Kurt Angle's been doing shit. He's probably going to, just fuck up and I don't know, just do something detrimental. It'll be fucking, paralyzed, I want to say that he's going to die, but it's not looking good.
No. It just looks like he's going to take something. He's going to take on an unnecessary risk in wrestling, amateur wrestling, no matter what, and end up seriously in some sort of
it's another shame,
position.
It's just, All
right. You know what? How long is this show at? What's the show at?
Oh, about a month.
45
minutes. We're 46 minutes.
We just got warmed up.
Yeah, the hammer. It just gets warmed up here, and I think, but that's all I have to say about that, about TNA,
yeah, do you want to do anything
about
else
Impact
here, just
Wrestling.
Call it a show.
I think we should just call a show. When I promote the show, I can tell people this is a show about shit,
yes.
and we can just have the whole show.
Well, let's have one thing that's not shit on the end of the show. Let's just end it with something good. So this man goes to a doctor's office with his wife. And the two of them, they say, you know, we're having trouble in the bedroom. And the doctor says, well, I'm going to examine them, you know. And he's like, I'll figure out what's going on. So, you know, he takes the man's clothes off and, you know, he pokes this and checks that.
Does he really?
Here, holds this and everything, you know. Yeah. And he takes the woman's clothes off and she lies down on the table and goes, okay, put your clothes back on to her. And the man's like, and he goes, and he starts to say, I think I know what the problem is. And the man says, well, how can you know what the problem is? You examined me thoroughly. You barely looked at the wife. And he goes, yeah, but the doctor says, but I wouldn't fuck her either.
Mm-hmm.
O-U-T.
Okay, so that's, so you've said that now. So.
Yeah, what, you want me to say something else?
Well, we were going to we're not going to end the show on shit. Are you going to continue?
That was a great joke, but I got another good one. You want another joke?
No, I just want to not end the show on shit like you promised.
That was a good joke.
Who?
I won't fuck her either.
Well, you wouldn't.
No.
No, okay.
Well, you don't know funny.
In the meantime, and in between time.
O-U-T.
That's it. Another edition of We Talk Wrestling. Good night, folks.